Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Esquire magazine had a series that they ran for many years, and it was entitled What I've Learned. And I know that I've talked about this in the past, but it's a wonderful series. And one of the people that they profiled and gave the opportunity to contribute was Michael DeBakey. He's the inventor of the artificial heart. So a profoundly impactful human being that did profoundly impactful work and innovated a lot of different things. Part of what he talked about in What I've Learned was this. He said that there was a historian in the 14th century who wrote a book about what he knew of the world. And for that time, it was pretty good. One of the interesting observations he made is that all the tribes that have difficulty feeding themselves are lean and healthy, and those that have plenty of food are fat, lazy, and unhealthy. What does that sound like? Well, certainly, here we find ourselves in an unprecedented time of success and innovation and affluence, and an unprecedented time of unhealthiness, obesity, and just life kicking our ass all together. So it's this wonderful, wonderful dichotomy between abundance and scarcity. It's this wonderful interplay between what it really the value of abundance, the value of scarcity, the danger of abundance, and the dangers of scarcity. Too much abundance, we're bearing out right now and proving that that's not good. When you have so much, we either sabotage ourselves or it just causes us to engage in poor behavior. Really interesting. But too much scarcity, also not good. It's one of the most wonderful things that's happened over the past 100 years is millions and millions and millions and millions of human beings have been lifted out of abject poverty. Millions, probably billions of people have been lifted out of abject poverty from the lowest class to middle class. A wonderful thing. What's provided that? Energy has the ability to power homes. That is one of the main drivers of that, the ability to produce enough food, all of these things. So too much, not good. Not enough, not good. Just right, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for just right, the optimal amount. The optimal amount. And it's such an interesting thing, this idea of diseases of abundance or diseases of affluence. What a weird concept that we have so much of things that it's making us sick, that we're doing so well that we're now unhealthy because of it. Fascinating. Superhuman. Way to go, people. Way to go, human beings. You figured it out and then you just used it and you turned it on yourself, and we are literally destroying ourselves and eating ourselves to death. Obesity here in the United States, our excessive calorie intake combined with sedentary lifestyles and low physical activity leads us to massive weight gain, giant incidence of type 2 diabetes, massive incidence of cardiovascular disease and hypertension and cholesterol coming from disgustingly processed foods and all of these terrible things. Cancer is through the roof. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease off the charts. Gout, osteoporosis, mental health like anxiety, depression, and stress-related illness. All of these things are at all-time highs. It's amazing. our overconsumption of food, our sedentary lifestyle, chronic stress, all of these things. Depression, anxiety, burnout, addiction, sleep disorder, fatigue, and overwhelm. Whew! How does it all happen? Well, we have so many choices. So many choices. The paradox of choice is a really interesting thing. It's a really interesting, you go to this grocery store, and not only can you buy potato chips, you can buy 50,000 different kinds of potato chips. Not only can I buy candy, I can buy a trillion different kinds of candy. Not only can I buy beer, I can buy, not only can I, you get the idea. Hyperstimulation. Oh my goodness. We went from the place where people didn't have access to books, and now I have the entire history of human experience and wisdom on my phone, on a tiny little contraption that fits into my pocket. We are constantly being notified about different things, and it's overwhelming. And there's so many people, so many different things to do together, yet we are isolated. And technology is designed, social media designed to create community, but what it did, it simply just pulled us apart. And while we do have the ability to Zoom in and do Teams meetings and there's no replacement for the real thing of actual human interaction. And then, of course, when we have the ability to connect with everybody on planet Earth, we can't help but compare ourselves to every other human being on Earth. Dr. DeBakey was talking about how the tribes that had difficulty feeding themselves were healthy and the ones that had plenty of food were fat. Well, go figure. If we don't experience any physical hardship, we are way too comfortable. Well, what's going to happen? We're going to turn soft. We're going to turn soft. And why? Through turning soft, do we become mentally unwell? Well, it's because our brain wants us to move forward. Our brain wants purpose. Our brain wants challenge. So how do we do these things? How do we square the circle between having a lot and not allowing that to destroy us? Because that which feeds us is in fact destroying us. So how do we do it? How do we do it? Oh, and by the way, there's so many different other things when you start going down this path that make it obvious why it is that we're struggling the way that we are. I mean, we have the ability to sit down and binge watch entire seasons of TV without any interruption at all, just going from one thing to the next. It wasn't that long ago that we had, you know, must-see TV on NBC on some night where you got to watch like Seinfeld and ER and whatever, but you didn't get to do anything other than sit there and wait for it to come on. Now we can just be on demand with all of it. I mean, online gaming, fantasy football, sports betting, doom scrolling through social media, Oh my goodness. So much of this, and it makes all the sense in the world as to why it is that we are doing what it is that we are doing. So, we find ourselves, many of us, myself included, on the hedonic treadmill. I mean, it simply means that the more we get, the more we want. The abundance, it fuels dissatisfaction. Many of us, I'm sure myself included, lack grit. We lack resilience. And when we find ourselves being consumed by materialism and the acquisition and accumulation of material stuff, it's not going to result in a positive society. These are not net benefits. These are net negatives. I'm not saying take a vow of poverty. I'm not saying reject all the things that modern living provides us, but consume with an eye on the future and consume things knowing that everything is a trade-off, that when I eat too much delicious food, I'm not going to feel good. I'm going to be unhealthy. So there's no solutions to any of this stuff. It is just all trade-offs. So circling back on this hedonic treadmill, which no doubt that you've heard of, also known as hedonic adaptation. It's a psychological concept that talks about why we quickly return to a baseline level of happiness after experiencing something good or bad, no matter how bad it seems at the time. So think about it like this. You get something new. You achieve a goal, you get a promotion, you buy a new car, you get a new house, you make some money, you accomplish something good, you get this boost in happiness. And at first, it really feels amazing. You think, this is going to change everything. It's going to make my life better forever. But what happens? Well, you simply adapt to it. Over time, the excitement goes away. And then the new car that you were so excited about is just the car. That new pair of shoes or that handbag or that promotion, it just becomes, you know, status quo. It becomes normal. And now that we're back at our normal baseline, we want to seek that high again. I want that dopamine again. You want more. You want more, better, different. Better job, bigger house, new goal, new spouse, new partner. You repeat the cycle. No matter what you gain, your mind resets to neutral, making lasting happiness elusive, if not impossible.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
So, thinking that we're going to get to the top of the hill and that things are going to be different, the acquisition of a thing is going to change our lives or our outcomes, our disposition. It just isn't true. It just isn't true. If we are just chasing happiness through the form of more abundance and the consumption of more things, we're going to find that lasting, sustainable happiness is always just out of reach. It's always on the horizon. It's always going to come with the next acquisition. So instead of constantly chasing something new, why don't we find joy in the process, not simply joy in the outcome? And people have been thinking about this forever. Literally, really smart people have been considering these things for a really, 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 really long time. Rousseau, back in the 1700s, talked about the corrupting influence of civilization. He talked about how he believed that the abundance created by civilization led to greed, competition, and inequality, making people less happy. In contrast, he discovered that scarcity in nature forced cooperation and simplicity. So that's where I was talking earlier about those that had a hard time finding food were healthy. Those who had a lot were unhealthy. There's a lot of wonderful documentaries and things on blue zones and what makes for healthy, sustainable health span and lifespan. And believe it or not, it's not access to absolute abundance. Nietzsche in the 1800s talked about the dangers of comfort. He warned against societies that become too comfortable and abundant, leading to complacency and weakness, believing that struggle and challenge and even hardship were necessary. He believes that the overcoming of obstacles, which scarcity provides, are what leads to strong, ultimately contented people. And I believe that. The Stoics, especially Seneca, argued that abundance leads to weakness and dependence. He talked about practicing poverty, eating simple food, sleeping on the floor, even when you're wealthy, so you wouldn't become a slave to comfort. When you choose scarcity, you build resilience and you have an appreciation for what we have. Adam Smith in the 1700s talked about how scarcity drives value. If something's abundant, think about air and water in most places, it has very little value. Whereas scarce things, gold and diamonds, become highly desirable. He thought that scarcity drives innovation, competition, and effort, whereas too much abundance leads to stagnation. Nassim Taleb believed that modern abundance makes us fragile. Systems and people thrive under some level of stress and hardship. We need to struggle. We need hardship. Without it, we become weak, and then we become unable to handle challenges and hardship. So how about that? The need to no longer handle hardship results in our inability to handle hardship. Shocking that we find ourselves where we are. He advocates for hormesis, which is small doses of stress, like fasting, physical hardship, doing hard things. Viktor Frankl, man's search for meaning, Holocaust survivor. He observed that those who found meaning in suffering were more likely to survive. He argued that having too much often leads to emptiness, while having to struggle gives us purpose. Scarcity forced people to find a deeper meaning in life. So, what does all this teach us? That abundance can lead to complacency, weakness, or lack of purpose. That scarcity forces us to be creative, to be resilient, and to find meaning. That wealth and material excess often make us less happy. And that struggle and challenge lead to growth and greatness. So if you were able to put together a standard operating procedure based on that line of thinking, the idea being, how do we strike the right balance, just right, between scarcity and abundance, recognizing the dangers of too much of both? So how do we thrive in an age of abundance and scarcity? I think that first and foremost, we have to embrace voluntary hardship, regularly introducing scarcity into our lives, occasionally fasting, exercising hard, and being frugal. Don't let yourself become too comfortable. Weakness follows excess. So train for adversity before it shows up. You need to be prepared to deal with hardship. Otherwise, when it shows up, it will break you. It's important to pursue meaning over comfort. We need to struggle to grow. No pain, no gain. We need to find purpose in our suffering. Don't be a victim. Instead of claiming or accepting or demanding victimhood, say, what can I learn from this? You can also reject passive entertainment. Seek meaningful work in relationships over shallow pleasures. I know it's awesome to zone out to Netflix and chill and this, that, and the other thing, but it's taking us further from the lives that we truly want, which I think we probably know, but we just forget. We need to limit abundance. Not everything that's available should be consumed. Just because you can buy it doesn't mean you should. Too much food, bad. Too much information, bad. Too much convenience, bad. It leads to, frankly, decay. Minimalism strengthens the soul. Own only what serves you, not what enslaves you. Master technology before it masters you. Be intentional with how you're consuming information and when and how. Screen time, news, social media, all that crap. We want to cultivate strength through struggle. We want to do difficult things. Your future self depends on your discipline today. Your future self depends on today's discipline. So instead of thinking about discomfort as something that's bad, reframe it. Think about it as an opportunity. Think about it as pain being the precursor, the sculptor of the strong. Welcome failure. Welcome failure. Celebrate it. You're going to fail. If you're endeavoring to do things that are hard and difficult in service of leading a good and rich and meaningful life, you're going to have setbacks. Embrace them. Embrace them. Value scarcity as a source of meaning. Not everything should be easy. We appreciate the things that we work for. We do not appreciate the things that are given to us. Time is your, without question, rarest resource. We need to think about it and spend it purposefully, make good decisions on what matters, and then how we allocate our most valuable resources. When we have scarcity, it appreciates, it creates appreciation. We don't take things for granted. We become grateful. We are awash in knowledge and information, and we are starving for wisdom, and this has been true for a long time. So seek wisdom, not just knowledge. The more you know, the less certain you should be. You all know know-it-alls. They know everything about everything. But in reality, the smartest people among us realize that we don't know a lot about anything. So beware arrogance. Question conventional wisdom. The crowd is often wrong. Just because everybody is going along with something or thinks that it's true doesn't mean that it is, and it certainly doesn't mean it's right for you. So prioritize going deep and learning deeply about things versus just surface-level information. Slow knowledge is lasting knowledge. And then finally, be useful. Your purpose is bigger than you. Help others to find meaning as well. Build. Don't consume. Don't be a destroyer. Be a builder. Leave the world and your community and your home and your relationships better than you found them. I think that true wealth is found in contribution, not accumulation. Service creates legacy. You need to choose strength over softness. Easy lives make soft people. Soft people make hard times. Hard times make strong people. Strong people make great times. Be strong. Be the strong person. Be the warrior in the garden. Make yourself as strong as you possibly can be. Be capable of everything and be virtuous enough to do the right things. That's the game. Too much abundance, not good. Too much scarcity, not good. Looking for just right. Your long-term success, my long-term success, our long-term success demands that we turn our back on those things that are not serving us and embrace wholeheartedly those things that are. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.